The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Hello and welcome to this week's World Traveler. I'm Leah Blackman with the Virginia Voice. Our first article is from thediscoverer.com, April 12, 2023. 6 themed towns to visit in the U.S. While most American communities feature your traditional neighborhoods with white picket fences and tree-lined sidewalks, a few municipalities really lean into their own unique identities. From hamlets themed around Christmas to others that look as if they've been lifted straight out of Bavaria, these fun and quirky places attract countless tourists looking to experience such unusual locations for themselves. Forget temporary seasonal decorations. These small villages embrace what makes them stand out year-round. Here are 6 themed towns throughout the U.S. that are absolutely worth visiting. Santa Claus, Indiana. The town of Santa Claus, Indiana is, you guessed it, a Christmas-themed haven. Even in the dead of summer, this Indiana village is a must-visit for Christmas lovers, featuring sites like the Santa Claus Museum and Santa Stables, the latter of which is home to several horses. You don't have to visit Santa Claus to experience the town's festive nature. In fact, consider writing a letter to the local post office, which is the only post office in the world that bears Santa Claus's name. Each year, thousands of boys and girls ride into the Santa Claus post office, which first opened its doors in 1856. And local nonprofits take the time to answer those letters from Santa Claus himself. If you're looking for a brief reprieve from the Christmas spirit, Santa Claus is only 5 miles away from the boyhood home of Abraham Lincoln. Mount Airy, North Carolina. Mount Airy brings the Andy Griffith Show to life, turning the classic television sitcom into a real village. The entire town is designed to serve as a nostalgic reminder of Mayberry, the central location from the hit 1960s TV series. Fans of Andy's can take a stroll down memory lane and visit fictional locations from the show that have been turned into tangible institutions, from Floyd's City Barbershop to the old Mayberry Jail. You can also tour around inside a classic squad car, just like the one Deputy Barney Fife, portrayed by Don Knotts, drove in the show. Mount Airy is also the site of the boyhood home of Andy Griffith, which offers guests a chance to stay in the very house where Griffith spent his adolescence. Consider popping into the Andy Griffith Museum as well, which is home to countless keepsakes, props, and costumes from the beloved actor's career. Leavenworth, Washington. The Pacific Northwest town of Leavenworth was originally inhabited by the Wenatchee Indians before American settlers and the railroad arrived around 1892. Upon the city's incorporation in 1906, it served as the headquarters of the Great North Railroad. Though after the company moved away in 1922, the city struggled economically. Looking to adopt a new identity to benefit the town, the Leavenworth Improvement for Everyone Committee was formed in 1962. And decided to transform the entire village into a Bavarian-themed paradise. The decision was a rousing success, as the community now welcomes nearly 2 million tourists annually, making it the second most visited destination in Washington after Seattle. People flocked to Leavenworth, particularly around the time of Oktoberfest, which is considered among the largest celebrations of its kind outside of Germany. There are year-round activities as well, perhaps none more relaxing than strolling the scenic streets lined by buildings adorned with Bavarian-style architecture. For a little bit of Christmas-themed fun, consider popping into the Nutcracker Museum, which contains over 7,000 nutcrackers from around the world. Furthermore, the village is home to the only ski jump on the West Coast. And of course, there's no better way to cap off a day on the slopes than visiting one of Leavenworth's many restaurants serving up delicious pretzels and bratwurst. Solvang, California. Though not Bavarian-themed, the town of Solvang, California still offers an authentic European atmosphere. Nicknamed the Danish capital of America, Solvang brings Scandinavia to the West Coast. Visit one of the town's five Danish-style windmills, plus other beloved local landmarks, from a giant red clog to the Little Mermaid Fountain. That statue is, of course, inspired by the work of Danish author Hans Christian Andersen. Though every day is Danish theme in Solvang, the Danish Heritage Festival each September truly brings out an added emphasis of that European culture. These Danish days are free to the public and feature folk dancing, axe throwing competitions, and even æbleskiver, a type of Danish pastry eating contest. For wine lovers, Solvang is also traditionally host to an annual grape stomping event where enophiles can stomp their very own glass of wine to enjoy afterwards. Tombstone, Arizona. There's no better place to feel like a cowboy than in Tombstone, Arizona. Once considered among America's fastest-growing cities, Tombstone has maintained its small-town Wild West charm straight out of the late 1800s. Tombstone was once a popular spot for outlaws such as Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday, though those very real feuds have given way to modern-day reenactments. You can even stop by the OK Corral, the site of a famed 1881 gunfight where daily reenactments now occur. Tombstone was declared a National Historic Landmark in 1962 and has since fully embraced its old-timey atmosphere. Some of the more notable attractions found locally include the Birdcage Theater, a one-time brothel turned historic museum, as well as the many authentic saloons on Allen Street, where you can enjoy a boozy beverage. Colonial Williamsburg, Virginia. Located in the larger area of Williamsburg, Virginia, Colonial Williamsburg is a historic community that shows what life was like among American settlers back in the late 1700s. This living museum spans 301 acres and boasts historic buildings that have been restored to look just as they did back in the 18th century. From the historic Capitol building to the Governor's Palace, employees of Colonial Williamsburg dress in period garb and perform day-to-day activities, just as residents did back then, allowing for a unique opportunity to learn about and experience life at the time. Some of those employees actually call this historic community home, as various rental properties on site allow those working actors to live atop the very same location as our American forefathers. Don't worry, they have electricity and running water. As a visitor, the community has something for everyone. Whether you're more keen to pop into a local tavern for barbecue and brews, or interested in taking in a service at the still active Bruton Parish Church. That was six themed towns to visit in the United States. Our next article is from countryliving.com. Some of the quirkiest small towns in America. What these spots lack in size, they make up for in eccentric charm. By Caroline McKenzie and Stephanie Waldeck. August 16th, 2022. One of the things that make America wonderful is its vast variety of small towns, many of which have some sort of unique roadside attraction, special history, or annual event that makes them worth a visit. So if you're looking to travel somewhere a little more offbeat on an upcoming vacation, check out these kooky little towns that definitely deserve a spot on your road trip bucket list. We've got everything from famous filming locations for Hollywood blockbusters to world record holding sculptures. There's certainly a small town for every interest. Marfa, Texas. Over the past few decades, this tiny town in the Texas desert has become a hub for artists and hipsters alike. Here you'll find quirky shops such as the Cobra Rock Boot Company, maker of antiquated lace-up leather boots, and even quirkier art installations, like the now legendary Prada Marfa, a 15-foot by 25-foot sculpture designed to look like the exterior of a Prada boutique. Don't miss a chance to see the spooky Marfa lights, a mysterious phenomenon that some say might be aliens. Ferndale, California. You'd be hard-pressed to discover a place more alluring than Ferndale. The entire town is a registered California historic landmark and feels straight out of the movie Pleasantville. The picture-perfect lanes are lined with hundreds of pristinely preserved Victorian business and homes. The latter are known as Butterfat Palaces, due to the original owner's wealth derived from the dairy industry. Take a walk down Main Street, and you'll be ready to stay until the cows come home. Roswell, New Mexico. Since 1947, there has been heavy debate as to whether or not an Air Force balloon or unidentified spacecraft crashed in Roswell. Since then, the New Mexico town has been synonymous with alien sightings and has given rise to a cottage industry of all things extraterrestrial, including the International UFO Museum, behind-the-scenes conspiracy-fueled tours, and as many alien-themed souvenirs as there are stars in the sky. Columbia Falls, Maine. Maine is known for its blueberries. You can find them across the state all summer long, and in the winter in the form of jams, jellies, and all sorts of non-edible gifts. But die-hard fans of the fruit might want to make a stop in Columbia Falls, where you'll find Wild Blueberry Land, a blueberry farm with a museum and a shop inside a dome structure designed to look like, yep, a blueberry. Nameless, Tennessee. This sleepy little Tennessee town is worth a trek if only for the photo op worthy sign. Local lore varies on where the name, or lack thereof, came from, but many believe it was simply a post office clerical error. If Nameless is out of the way, then consider checking out one of these equally unusual spots. Accident, Maryland. Boring, Oregon. Peculiar, Missouri. Or ugly, Texas. Metropolis, Illinois. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman's hometown. At least that's what the residents of Metropolis believe about their fair city, which happens to bear the same name as the one depicted in DC comic books. The Illinois town boasts a 15-foot bronze statue of the Man of Steel. A newspaper called the Metropolis Planet, and even hosts an annual Superman celebration. No kryptonite allowed, of course. Littleton, New Hampshire. For starters, Littleton is incredibly picturesque, complete with a covered bridge passing an old gristmill leading to Main Street. Then on Main Street, you'll find Candy Store Cheddar's, which houses the world's longest candy counter. La Hoot Ski Shop, reportedly the oldest in America, and a nearly century-old diner, the Littleton Diner. Though you might want to spend all your time downtown, don't miss the area's beautiful hikes. Gibsonton, Florida. Gibsonton is known as an off-season retreat for carnival employees and performers. The likes of Lobster Boy and Priscilla the Monkey Girl once called it home. While the majority of its sideshow residents have passed away, the town remains a hub for all things carnival. On any given day, you might spot someone swallowing swords at the local diner or an exotic animal grazing in a front yard. Gibton, as locals call it, also possesses an abundance of carnival artifacts, including one of the country's oldest Ferris wheels. Frankenmuth, Michigan. It's strange to think that there are multiple Bavarian-style towns in the U.S., but it's true. Frankenmuth has real ties to Germany, as the town was settled in 1845 by German immigrants in Bavaria, and celebrations of German culture remain prevalent there today. Opa-locka, Florida. All that's missing in this one-of-a-kind Florida town is a magic carpet ride. Inspired by the Arabian Nights tales, it has the largest array of Moorish revival architecture in the Western Hemisphere. Befitting the theme are streets with apropos names, such as Sabre Lane, Alibaba Avenue, and wait for it, Sesame Street. Slab City, California. When the U.S. Marine Corps decommissioned a base in the California desert after World War II, the only thing it left behind were concrete slabs. Soon residents moved in, forming an unincorporated, off-the-grid community called Slab City. There are a few dozen year-round residents who brave the hot temperatures of the Southern California desert, but in the winter, the population can bloom to more than 4,000. If you're looking to visit, guest accommodations do pop up on sites like Airbnb. Versailles, Kentucky. You better believe that Versailles, Kentucky has its own version of Louis XIV's palace in France. It's called the Kentucky Castle, and it's a 15-room B&B with a farm-to-table restaurant and spa. It's also in the heart of horse and bourbon country. In fact, Woodford Reserve, the official bourbon of the Kentucky Derby, has its distillery just outside of town. Whittier, Alaska. The phrase, in the neighborhood, takes on new meaning in Whittier, Alaska, where most of the town's 272 residents, as of the 2020 census, live in a single high-rise building. Known as the Town Under One Roof, the 14-story structure houses all the small-town essentials: post office, police station, school, mayor's office, and more. Waukeeta, Oklahoma. Fans of Twister will probably recognize the name Waukeeta. It's the small town in Oklahoma where Aunt Meg, played by Lois Smith, lives. Turns out it's a real place and was even used as a filming location. The majority of the film was shot on location in Oklahoma for authenticity. Today, it's home to the Twister Movie Museum, which houses props from the film. Minowie, Nebraska. If one is the loneliest number, the Minowie is the loneliest town. The 2010 United States Census cited it as the only place in the entire country with a population of one. Who is that someone, you might ask? Mrs. Elsie Eiler, who runs a library named in her late husband's honor and takes the term sole proprietor to a new level. Riverside, Iowa. Interestingly, Riverside isn't known for its history, but for an event that's yet to happen. The birth of one James T. Kirk, who will eventually become captain of the USS Enterprise. Okay, so Captain Kirk might be a fictional character from Star Trek, but that doesn't stop Trekkies from paying homage to the hero at his future birthplace. Canon says Kirk was born in Riverside in 2233. Arcosanti, Arizona. About 70 miles north of Phoenix in the Arizona desert is experimental town of Arcosanti. It's based on the principle of arcology, a portmanteau of architecture and ecology, which was conceptualized by the Italian-American architect Paola Soleri. The town was designed to blend an urban environment with the natural one in a minimally invasive way. There's a small population that lives there year-round. A number are artisans who make the community's famed windmills, and guests are welcome for day visits and overnight stays. Mitchell, South Dakota. You might not have heard of Mitchell, but perhaps you've heard of its most famous attraction, the Corn Palace. No? Well, some 500,000 people visit the Moorish Revival Building, whose facade is clad with corncob murals every single year. The murals are replaced annually. Inside is a multi-purpose event space. One of those purposes is a basketball court. Centralia, Pennsylvania. Like many communities in eastern Pennsylvania, Centralia was once a coal mining town. But in 1962, the coal seam that ran beneath it was inadvertently lit on fire. The fire smoldered underneath the town relatively unnoticed for years, until smoke and steam emerged from fissures in the ground. Attempts to extinguish the underground blaze failed, and the residents left. Well, most of them anyway. Through 2020, there were a handful of holdouts, but the number is dwindling. According to the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection, the fire could burn for well over a century before running out of fuel. Helen, Georgia. Old Bavaria is alive and well in Georgia's scenic Blue Ridge Mountains. Each and every building in the tiny town of Helen, including Wendy's and Huddle House, is adorned with the gingerbread facades of classic German Alpine architecture. Come ready for sweeping vistas and plenty of schnitzel and sausages. Point Pleasant, West Virginia. In an episode of The X-Files, agents Mulder and Scully encounter mysterious red-eyed creatures in the forest of Florida that Mulder suspects might be related to the Mothman that terrorized Point Pleasant, West Virginia. In reality, there was a Mothman panic in Point Pleasant in 1966, based sightings of red-eyed winged creatures. Today, the town is home to the Mothman Museum, as well as the annual Mothman Festival. Tangier, Virginia. There's an island in Chesapeake Bay with a population of a few hundred, an elevation of 4 feet, and inhabitants with an unusual accent that's some 200 years old. The residents of Tangier speak an unusual English dialect, one that includes remnants of the colonial era English mixed with a southern twang. They also use unusual phrases that are specific to the island, and have no meaning pretty much anywhere else. White, Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. What makes the town of White Sulphur Springs interesting is not what's going on in it, but what's going on below it. Beneath the Greenbrier Resort, a historic luxury hotel, that dates back to 1778 is a massive bunker designed to house all 535 members of Congress. The bunker was built between 1958 and 1961, during the Cold War, and it remained a top-secret facility for 30 years. Fortunately, it never had to be used, and today visitors can tour it. Afton, Wyoming. Afton is a quintessential small town, and like all of the towns on this list, it has an unusual claim to fame. It's home to the world's largest elk antler arch, which spans Highway 89 in the heart of town. It's made from 3,000 antlers, but no animals were harmed in the construction of the arch. Elk shed their antlers annually, so it's quite easy to find old ones lying around if there's a large population of elk nearby. Scottsboro, Alabama. This small Alabama town is nondescript, save for its unusual claim to fame, the lost luggage capital of the world. That's right. Scottsboro is home to the Unclaimed Baggage Center, a massive retailer where wayward suitcase contents, everything from snow skis and guitars to engagement rings and suits of armor, are up for grabs. Wall, South Dakota. Driving around South Dakota, you've probably spotted a billboard or two for Wall Drug. The store, located in the town of Wall on Interstate 90, is much more than just a store. Though it started out in 1931 as a place for drivers heading to Mount Rushmore or Rapid City to get some free ice water, it's turned into a major tourist attraction, complete with shopping, dining, and unusual art installations, like an 80-foot brontosaurus sculpture that made it into the Oscar-winning film Nomadland. Dyersville, Iowa. Unlike many movies that are shot on sound stages, Field of Dreams was filmed on location in Dyersville, Iowa. A real farmhouse in town was used for the Kinsella household, while the production team also built the baseball diamond in a field. Since the movie's debut, the filming locations have been a major tourist draw to Dyersville. Then, in 2020, Major League Baseball built a baseball stadium in town for a game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox, which ended up being played in 2021. Given the success of the game's broadcast, the stadium was kept, and another game was scheduled for the following year. Lucas, Kansas. Lucas is technically a farming town of a few hundred people, but it's better known as the grassroots art capital of Kansas. Some of its major attractions include the Garden of Eden, which claims to be the oldest intact folk art environment in the United States, established in 1907. The world's largest souvenir plate and a mosaic-covered public bathroom that was once voted the second best in the country. The town is also home to the very unique world's largest collection of the world's smallest versions of the world's largest things. Yes, you might have to read twice. Havre, Montana. On the surface, Havre might seem like many of the other small towns in Montana, quaint and filled with friendly people. But it's what's below the surface that makes Havre stand out. And we mean literally below the surface. When a fire destroyed much of the town in 1904, many businesses moved underground to continue operations while their buildings were rebuilt. Today, you can tour some of the old underground city through Havre beneath the streets. That was Quirky Small Towns in America. That's all of our program for today. I'm Leah Blackman for the Virginia Voice. You can listen to this program on demand anytime at www.virginiavoice.org.